the Orthodox Church of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Warsaw. The Orthodox Church of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Warsaw was built in 1810. For more than the next 100 years, among the congregation were the famous local tar makers, who were making real fortunes by trading tar made from kerosene and additives. However, the history of the village began much earlier. The first mention of settlements in this part of the Low Beskids comes from the 14th century. The village developed 200 years later. Its inhabitants were mostly Ruthenians, professing Orthodoxy and speaking their own Ruthenian language. Over time, they became known as Lemkos. In the 17th century, most of the Orthodox inhabitants of these lands followed their bishops and priests into the Union of Brest, becoming Uniates or Greek Catholics from that time on. A Greek Catholic parish was established in Warsaw. At the beginning of the 19th century, the village was already known for its tar making. With more and more houses and inhabitants, there was a need to build a new place of worship, which was erected in the center of the village based on traditional patterns of religious architecture. It was funded by Count Stanisław Siemieniski, the then owner of the village. The church consists of three parts: a chancel with an altar, a nave, and a vestibule, together with a special gallery known as a babinets. Originally, the nave would have been reserved for the male congregation, while the babinets served the female worshippers. The walls are of a log construction. Long logs were placed on top of each other and connected at the corners with special cuts known as carpentry locks. On the other hand, the tower over the women's gallery was placed on pillars connected with beams. This solution is called a column frame structure. Of course, the church is oriented with the chancel pointing to the east, where the Savior is to reappear at the end of time. In 1876, the church was renovated for the first time. In the 1920s, it was extended. The nave was significantly widened at that time. In 1947, most of the Lemko inhabitants of Warsaw were deported by the communist authorities to the so-called regained territories, Poland's new post-war western frontiers, and the church was deserted. The parish was finally re-established in 1968. The most valuable items in the church are the iconostasis and the side altars. Some icons may even date back to the 17th century. The painting decor is much more recent, from the 20th century.